This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahi walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Continuing with our series, exploring the concept of peace and tranquility, serenity in the Quran, and then reflecting on how we can acquire that peace and tranquility within our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in surah number 6, Suratul An'am, which is a really fascinating surah of the Quran, if I may digress for a moment. Suratul An'am, it's mentioned in some authentic narrations. This is a very lengthy surah that spans, that covers the area of at least a juz, an entire juz. And there are authentic narrations that mention that this entire surah came down all at once. And this is the largest section of the Quran that was revealed at once, in one instance. Secondly, this surah, Suratul An'am, surah number 6, is understood to be the Quran's thesis, the course that the Quran provides on faith, on belief, on theology, and spirituality. And so in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when talking about the concept of salam, I'm going to particularly go through the verses of the Quran which talk about the concept of the salam as in the greeting. Right? Because as we're familiar, when we greet one another, we greet each other with salam. Assalamu alaikum. So there are verses in the Quran that talk about this concept of the greeting and what that greeting represents. What does it mean? What does it signify? What does it represent? So this is the first verse that we're going to take a look at. This is verse number 54 from Suratul An'am, surah number 6. And in this verse, Allah addresses the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Allah says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, وَإِذَا جَاءَكَ, when they come to you, when they come to you, when who comes to you? Allah describes them as الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِنَا, those who are believing in our signs. Those who are believing in our signs. Interesting, and the English doesn't do a great job in terms of capturing this. But when Allah talks about faith, when Allah talks about iman, when Allah talks about belief, and someone who has already believed, Allah says, آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Allah uses the past tense. That means somebody has fully embraced the faith. Somebody has completely come into the fold of Islam. Someone has totally become a Muslim. But here is not the past tense, but the present and future tense. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِنَا. And in the Arabic language, this kind of a verb, the present and future tense verb, what it signifies is that something is not yet complete. Something is not yet done. The mold has not set. The ink has not dried. We're not done yet. It's still a work in progress. And so what Allah is describing here, وَإِذَا جَاءَكَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِنَا, Allah is telling the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when those people who are still a work in progress, when the people who are still working on their faith, the people who are still figuring things out, They're definitely inclined. They definitely feel intrigued by Islam. They maybe even believe at some level. They're intrigued by it. They're inclined towards it. But they're not yet fully there. They're a work in progress. When these people come to you, then what should your response be? What should your reaction be to their arrival? So Allah tells the Prophet ﷺ, فَقُلْ say, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ, which we can understand that as the general, just the generic greeting of Islam, which in and of itself is still very powerful if you think about it. Give them the salams. Meaning greet them like a brother, greet them like a sister, greet them like a community member. The fact that they're not fully there yet, you know, in flux or in turmoil, should not be held against them. Don't make them feel different because they're still figuring things out, but welcome them. Come on in. Welcome. Howdy. Come on in. Salamun alaykum. Welcome, welcome. Ahlan wa sahlan. Welcome them. Number one. Number two, if you think about the meaning of what salamun alaykum also means, it's peace be unto you, peace be upon you, right? The formal translation, which what you're basically is, it's a dua. You're saying, may Allah send His peace upon you. May Allah shower His peace down upon you. May Allah cover you with His tranquility. May Allah fill your life with peace and serenity and tranquility. That's such a powerful thing. That you greet someone, you welcome someone with a dua. Not with skepticism. Who's that guy? Hey, hey, who's that? I've never seen him here. Excuse me, can I help you? Right? Which sounds like maybe that's not that bad of a thing, but it's a little off-putting. It's a little off-putting. But rather than that, welcoming someone with the greeting that embraces them and makes dua for them, salamun alaykum, assalamu alaykum. Welcome, come on in, ahlan wa sahlan. And thirdly, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day that he arrived in Al-Madinatul Munawwara, the day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived into the city of Medina and inaugurated the city of, he gave his inaugural address. All the residents of Medina were gathered together. There were Muslims, there were Arab, some of the Arabs who still worshipped idols, and there was a Jewish community. And then there was this, you know, a scattering of different individuals, some faiths and backgrounds, but there was a variety, miscellaneous group of people. All of them were gathered together, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed them, the inaugural address of Medina. And what he said was, Ya ayyuhan nas, O humanity, O mankind, O people. And the very first point that he laid out for his vision for Medina, the prophetic community, was Afshus Salam. Which means two things. Number one, it means greet one another, spread the greetings, everyone be greeting one another. And secondly, it also means Afshus Salam, spread peace. Make sure everyone in this community feels safe, feels welcome, feels secure, feels like they belong. And that's what we see here, that Allah is telling the Prophet ﷺ, reminding the Prophet ﷺ, instructing the Prophet ﷺ, but in actuality, we're the ones who are being taught through the example of the Prophet ﷺ, that when people show up, we should be going out and reaching out to people. But if we're failing to do our job when people show up, the least we can do is not turn them away. The least we can do is not be a reason for them to not come back. But when they show up and they're still figuring things out, and that's okay, because no one's got everything figured out. فَقُلْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. Welcome them. Number one. Step number one, welcome them. Number two, is now, of course, they're here to pray, they're here to listen, they're here to learn, they're here to grow in their faith, learn their faith. How should you go about in teaching your faith? Allah gives us a curriculum, right? A question. What's a good place to start? Allah tells us exactly where to start. It is a good question, but at the same time, it's not a question that hasn't been answered already. The answer is right here. كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ Which if you literally translate it, it's very interesting. It means your Lord God, Allah, your Lord, has mandated upon Himself. He has mandated mercy upon Himself. What does that mean? What it's saying is that your Lord has promised that He will always be merciful. Now, if you think about what that means, nothing is mandatory upon God. Allah does not owe us anything. But this is the generosity and the kindness of Allah, that Allah is saying, I am promising you, I am guaranteeing to you that I will be merciful with you. And that's where there's a remarkable narration in Sahih Bukhari and in Sahih Muslim that mentions Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لَمَّا قَضَى اللَّهُ الْخَلْقَ When God created all of the creation, كَتَبَ فِي كِتَابِهُ فَوْقَ الْعَرْشِ God wrote down in His book that is with Him above the throne, إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي غَلَبَتْ غَضَبِي That indeed my mercy dominates and overcomes my wrath and my anger. There's another narration similar in which Ibn Abdu'l-Anuma narrates that the Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَا فَرَغَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْقَضَاءِ بَيْنَ الْخَلْقِ When God is done deciding the fate of the creation, أَخْرَجَ كِتَابًا مِنْ تَحْتِ الْعَرْشِ He brought out a book from under the throne. And it said therein, إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ غَضَبِي That my mercy supersedes my anger and my wrath. وَأَنَا أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ And Allah declared that I am the most merciful of all of those capable of showing mercy. فَيَقْبِضُ قَبْضَةً أَوْ قَبْضَتَيْنَ And then God will reach down into the hellfire and bring out such a huge amount of humanity from the hellfire. فَيُخْرِجُ مِنَ النَّارِ خَلْقًا لَمْ يَعْمَلُوا خَيْرًا These people had never done any righteousness or good in their lives. But Allah will pull them out from the bowels of the hellfire. مَكْتُوبٌ بَيْنَ أَعْيُنِهِمْ And it will be written on their foreheads. عُنَقَاءُ اللَّهِ That these are the people that were freed from the hellfire by Allah. Because Allah promised that my mercy supersedes my wrath and my anger. And so that's, and there's another really beautiful narration, Salman al-Farisi, before he even became Muslim, he traveled the world and he studied the ancient scripture. And he said one of the things that he found in the ancient scripture was, وَخَلَقَ مِئَةَ رَحْمَةٍ Allah created 100 portions of mercy. وَجَعَلَ مِئَةَ رَحْمَةٍ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَخْلُقَ الْخَلْقَ فَوَضَعَ بَيْنَهُمْ رَحْمَةً وَاحِدَةً وَأَمْسَكَ عِنْدَهُ 99 رَحْمَةً فَبِهَا يَتَرَاحَمُونَ وَبِهَا يَتَعَاطَفُونَ وَبِهَا يَتَبَاذَلُونَ وَبِهَا يَتَزَاوَرُونَ وَبِهَا تَحِنُّ النَّاقَةُ وَتَثِجُّ الْبَقَرَةُ وَتَثْغُو الشَّاةُ وَتَتَابَعَ الطَّيْرُ وَتَتَابَعَ الْحِيتَانُ فِي الْبَحْرِ That Allah created 100 portions of His mercy. One portion of God's mercy was put, and it is that one portion out of 100 portions of God's mercy that makes His whole world go round. That's why a mother loves, that's why we have friends and family. That's why you see the animal taking care of its offspring. All of the love, all of the mercy, all of the compassion, all of the kindness that you see in this world is a result of 1/100th of Allah's mercy. فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ جعل الله تلك الرحمة إلى ما عنده ورحمته أفضل وأوسع. And on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then shower humanity with the remaining 99 portions of His mercy. إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي, and that's what Allah says, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, that my mercy encompasses everything. So in this verse, Allah is reminding us, greet the people, salamun alaykum, and then start off by helping them understand, by talking to them about Allah's mercy. That's the first lesson of Islam, is Allah's mercy. أَنَّهُ مَنْ عَمِلَ مِنْكُمْ سُوءًا بِجَهَالَةٍ, that anyone who has made a mistake, and it says made a mistake through ignorance, Ibn Abbas and Al-Hasan al-Basri, and they all explained, jahala just means that they didn't know what to, they didn't know any better. So anyone who has made a mistake, ثُمَّ تَعْبَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ, and then they repent, وَأَصْلَحَ, and they correct their ways, فَأَنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, then know that indeed God is forgiving and He is merciful. So this is the greeting here with one another is such a powerful thing that represents the peace and blessings from Allah. It represents tranquility. It represents the mercy of Allah. And it represents the forgiveness of Allah. So this is a reminder from the Quran about what exactly is the meaning and the purpose behind the peace and the greetings that we share with one another, and how to share those greetings amongst one another, and that this will create greater harmony and tranquility within the community. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to practice everything that's been said and heard. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu bihamdik, wa la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.